On today's podcast, I'm joined by Dr. Gurchaz Singh again and two of his patients, Beth and Ruby, and they're all here to discuss the Reactive 8 system, which is a life-altering chronic lower back pain management system that has changed the lives of Beth and Ruby and countless other patients. Welcome to A Bone to Fix from Orthopedic Associates of Central Maryland Division. I'm Scott Webb, and I've got a bone to fix with you. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today. We're going to talk about the Reactive 8 system, and we've done that before, but this is a unique podcast today in that I've got Dr. Singh here, and we've got a couple of his patients, both Ruby and Beth. So let's start here, Dr. Singh, just to kind of make sure that everyone's on the same page. Tell us about the Reactive 8 system, how it provides relief from chronic back pain, and all that good stuff.
Thank you so much for hosting this podcast for us. And really, I'm honored that both Beth and Ruby are able to join and share their stories here with all of us today. The Reactive 8 system is the only system that provides deep muscle stimulation to help patients who have chronic low back pain. And these are individuals whose back pain cuts across both sides of the lower back, sometimes may radiate into the back of the buttocks. But this is something that's different from what a lot of patients have, which is called sciatica. So for patients with chronic low back pain, individuals will experience difficulty leaning over to brush their teeth, difficulty with vacuuming, gardening, you know, just doing very simple day-to-day chores that used to maybe only bother them once or twice, now are bothering them more frequently or even on a daily basis. They would be great candidates to look at for this Reactive 8 system. What ends up happening is we're able to diagnose a patient in a very non-invasive way. So between the history and the physical exam, looking at the MRI, we're able to figure out who is an ideal candidate for this procedure. And of course, folks get worried once I start talking about a procedure or a surgery. And I think we'll have Beth and Ruby share how easy it was for them. But that is the big thing to reinforce. This is not spine surgery. You know, this is an outpatient procedure. We place two small wires in the deepest layers of the muscles in the lower back and a small battery off to the side that helps to power and run the device. And so Reactive 8 allows patients to do their sort of own internal physical therapy in two 30-minute sessions. So they'll do one session in the morning, one session in the evening or at bedtime. And as the patient continues to use the device, they continue to see the improvement both in their tone and in their strength, and then therefore the reduction in their chronic back pain.
Yeah, I see what you mean. And I was sort of nodding my head as you were listing the things that folks may have trouble doing now, you know, getting off the couch, standing up straight, walking, you know, all those things that make us human and help us to get around. I think it's a great idea, doctor, to bring in both of our guests. I'll start with you, Ruby. Just tell us, generally speaking, from your perspective about the procedure. How did you get there to a point where you were considering the procedure, and how has it gone?
Well, I started with back pain, I guess, when I was in my early 40s. I had put a load of clothes in the dryer and stooped over to do this, and when I went to get up, all the pain was just terrible. So my mother took me to her chiropractor, and I spent a long time going to chiropractors, years actually. And I would have to go a couple times a week sometimes, or three times a week to get relief from this. And then I went to PT. And I went to that for a long time, and it would help for a little while, and then the pain would be back. I tried acupuncture, and the same thing. Did not help.
Yeah.
And I was talking to one of the ladies at my church, and she was telling me about Dr. Singh. So I made an appointment with Dr. Singh, and he helped me. He really did. He put a device in my back, which was not painful at all. I think I was put to sleep when he did it, and there was no pain. I am just totally pleased with this. I do my routine in the morning. Sometimes it's 4:30 in the morning if I wake up. And I do them at night before I go to bed, sometimes 5 o'clock in the evening.
Sure.
But it does help. I'm 86 years old now, and I have gotten relief from what Dr. Singh did.
Yeah, it's really amazing, this reactivate system. I'm sure, Beth, you can probably echo what Ruby's saying. Probably tried a bunch of different things, perhaps acupuncture, whatever, and then you finally found yourself in the office with Dr. Singh, right?
Yeah, I tried many things, PT for many, many years, back injections and what they call burning of the nerves and different modalities, things that were considered palliative care, and none of them, you know, despite going long term, none of them worked. And even though they had worked in the beginning, they lost their efficacy and really dropped off and, you know, got to the point where they weren't working at all. So when I was referred to Dr. Singh and he discussed the Reactivate with me, I was very interested. The recuperation time was very short and has given me significant relief from the pain that I had been feeling for over 30 years.
That's great to hear. My family always knows when Dad's back is hurting because Dad gets grumpy. And I'm sure that you both, when you finally got there with Dr. Singh, you were like, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I know about Reactivate sooner? I just get a sense, Beth, any prep on your part, like what was the day prior to Reactivate like for you?
I would say a little nervous. You know, it was a procedure, an in-and-out procedure. But I have to say I was definitely very excited. You know, again, I had been experiencing significant back pain for over 30 years.
Right.
And nothing had been brought up as a life-changing modality to help my back. And when Dr. Singh mentioned this, I was just excited. So to have it come to fulfillment was just, I looked forward to it. It was exciting.
Yeah, and I'm sure, Ruby, much the same for you. The daily pain, the agony, the affecting your quality of life. And then there was that day before, like before you went in there. Did you have any sense this was going to change your life? Were you hoping at least?
I was hoping it would. The lady that I had spoken with at church spoke highly after talking to Dr. Singh about it. So I thought, maybe this is for me. I'm going to try it. And I did, and I am not sorry that I did. I just do feel a lot better than I did for 40 years. So.
Right, you think about that, 40 years of,
40
you know,
years.
Trying this and trying that and agony and misery. And I want to bring Dr. Singh back in. Doctor, you know, folks are going to hear this and their ears are going to perk up and they're going to think, okay, yeah, I've been suffering for decades. Maybe this is the thing for me. How would you sort of sell them on this? What would you say if they're just on the fence? What would be your words of wisdom?
The difficulty in managing and helping to manage patients with their pain is that these are feelings that only they experience. So because I'm unable to feel what they feel, I actually have the benefit of using, you know, examples like Beth's example, like Ruby's example, in helping patients understand they're not alone. There's no reason in today's day and age with a device like Reactivate that a patient should ever go more than 2 years of having chronic pain.
Yeah.
And so from that perspective, you know, having patients and their success stories helps to show other patients that they can too experience the relief, experience the freedom that I think both Beth and Ruby have been experiencing now since they were both implanted. One of the things sometimes patients do ask, they'll say, you know, is it better to do this earlier than later? And I think the simplest answer is yes. And that's not just an answer because of how well Beth and Ruby and even many of my other patients have done. But even the scientific literature, the data that was collected when, you know, Reactivate was getting their FDA approval, it clearly showed that individuals who started this treatment sooner got relief faster, and the ones who delayed their treatment took longer to get the success that they were looking for.
Sure.
So I do feel if a patient's had, say, 4, 5, or 6 months of back pain, that's maybe appropriate for the the therapy and the medications, the injections. Beth talked about the nerve ablation and burning the nerve. And I think those patients are phenomenal candidates because instead of burning the nerve, deadening the muscle, and then causing more muscle weakness and atrophy into the future, we're going to stimulate that nerve to make the muscle contract. Almost instead of deadening, we're going to wake it up. And and waking up that nerve, making that muscle contract, leads patients like Ruby and like Beth to the success that they've had. And the only downside is I never see them in the office again. they're out living their lives. And you know, the funny part is, that's great.
Right.
And, you know, I hope the next time I run into them is at the grocery store or somewhere else. But that's what I think it is. You know, you have folks who've had these nerve ablations, they've exhausted therapy for 1, 2, 3 years. Let's wake up the nerve. Let's refire this muscle and get them the long-term benefit that they're after.
Yeah. Well, as you said earlier that, you know, this isn't spinal surgery. So those of us who suffer from whatever it is, osteoarthritis, back pain, sciatica, whatever it is, whatever we're suffering from that's affecting our lives, this isn't back surgery, which I think sounds really scary to a lot of folks. Maybe you can just explain just a little more detail, doctor, like exactly how does this system work? Like, how does it provide such relief?
So there are small nerves that sit in the deepest layer of the muscle adjacent or next to the bone of the spine. And so I'm able to place, you know, a wire down to where that nerve is located. One of the nice parts, as you mentioned, this is not spinal surgery. So yeah. I'm not inside the spinal canal. I'm nowhere near the spinal cord. I'm not even near the nerves that go down the leg. This is very focused and targeted to the deepest nerve of the deepest muscle in our back. So as both, you know, Beth and Ruby mentioned, the surgical procedure, the time that it takes me to do the procedure is about 35 or so minutes. And patients are under a twilight sedation, kind of something like a colonoscopy. And then about an hour or so after the procedure, once they've been in the recovery room, then they get to go home. So there's no hospitalization. And the entire time from beginning to end is maybe 2 to 3 hours at most. And because it is minimally invasive, because we are staying outside the spine, it's exceptionally safe. Yeah. And one of the best pieces of data that Reactivate has from all their research is that they haven't harmed anybody because of the device.
Right. Yeah, safe, effective, life-changing, it all seems like good stuff. Is there anybody, doctor, who isn't the right or good candidate for Reactivate?
So when we see patients in the office, one of the things I try to figure out is, does this patient have what's called musculoskeletal or mechanical pain? So it occurs with certain movements, with certain activities. And I think we've touched on those, getting out of bed in the morning, leaning over to shave, you know, running the vacuum, loading, unloading the dishwasher, taking the groceries in and out of the car, all these different things that folks suffer from just on a day-to-day basis. And that individual is different from a patient that has what's called neuropathic back pain.
Okay.
So maybe somebody had spine surgery with rods and screws in the past. And their story is their pain is 24/7. So it doesn't matter. It's not that when they are loading and unloading the dishwasher, it hurts. No, it is hurting at that, you know, 6, 7, 8 out of 10, 24/7.
Okay.
They lie down, it doesn't change. They get up, it doesn't change. And so that patient and their experience is very what we call neuropathic. And so there are other devices and stimulators for them.
Sure.
But this patient is the one where it's very mechanical. It's with the action of doing something. And that's how I get to tease out, you know, who becomes a good candidate and who's not.
Right. It hurts when we do stuff. Like for me, sometimes I can't bend over to brush my teeth. And then I end up dribbling all down my shirt because my back just won't let me bend over. I'm sure Beth and Ruby, you know, have been through those same experiences. Something so simple in our lives can be so traumatic. Beth, wanted to ask you, Tell us about recovery, right? So Dr. Singh was giving us an idea of the actual time in the office and, you know, where you're back on your feet, literally and figuratively. But for you, what was the recovery like?
I was back to walking around and standing and, you know, active within the house within just a couple of days. I took it easy just to be on the safe side. I was back to work full time, driving in and out of cars, sitting at a desk, going to see clients after less than a week.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty easy recovery.
Ruby, if I remember correctly, when we were talking about, you know, putting the device in, was there some issue about you not being able to manage things at home and that possibly, you know, you were looking at maybe assisted living if you couldn't get your back pain under better control?
Well, I think when I saw you the first time and we had talked about it, I was upset, I remember, and I just couldn't get over how kind you were. I think that might have been when I found out that I had a heart problem and we weren't sure that we could do it. Does that sound right?
That's right. You had to first go through all the heart testing to get cleared.
I had to do all that, and I was very upset, and you were so wonderful. But I made it, I went through it, and it's just been great.
Yeah. Beth, just give you one more opportunity to share with listeners just how much Reactivate and Dr. Singh, we've established here, Dr. Singh is amazing. We're all in agreement on that for sure. So kind, compassionate, knowledgeable. But just your final thoughts about the experience with Dr. Singh, the Reactivate system, and just how much it's improved your life.
I would say it's been very life-changing for me. I very much appreciate the opportunity to have met and have Dr. Singh complete the procedure on my back. The sessions, you know, that I do in the morning and at night, they feel great. It's like a deep tissue massage kind of, you know, situation. It's very relaxing. I look forward to it. I would recommend anyone who feels that they may be a candidate to, you know, to reach out and at least take the opportunity to discuss it with Dr. Singh, because it is life-changing. And, you know, I had back pain for so long, and it has just been a life-changer. Again, I had surgery just about a year ago as well, and I've just been so happy since. I just reflect on it just about every day, and
sure.
I just am so grateful to Dr. Singh and the Reactivate system to allow me to have this life-changing situation.
Yeah. Yeah, some podcasts bring just a giant smile to my face. Like, my face hurts when I'm done because I'm just smiling the whole time, Dr. Singh. And this is definitely one of those podcasts. I just want to give you an opportunity here at the end. Final thoughts, takeaways. If folks have been suffering, perhaps for decades, even the most mundane of tasks, like brushing their teeth, right? It's worth a conversation with you, certainly in the office.
Exactly. That's the way to put it, right? If anyone is out there who's been having any form of back pain that's ongoing now, certainly more than 6 months, but definitely more than 2 years, we should at least have a conversation. We should talk. Let me ask each patient the questions that I do to figure out where pain's coming from. And we can look at the MRIs together. I can show them where, you know, the muscle is atrophied and weak. And then naturally have the full conversation if they are interested, you know, in the device.
Yeah.
I think one of the pieces that our whole entire community should understand is individuals can have a life-changing trajectory with this device. So even the individual who says, you know, I have chronic pain, but every 6 months I have to go get an ablation. Oh, every 4 months I have to go get an injection. I have not seen either patient in the last 1 year. And so their life trajectory has completely changed, obviously for the positive, but the time spent in my office is now their own. The time spent getting these injections is now their own. The time where they may have had to cancel an appointment or skip a birthday party, that's an appointment they get to go to and a birthday party they now get to go to.
Right.
So I can't undersell the change in the trajectory of life. And I think both Beth and Ruby have been so eloquent in sharing those with us. It makes me smile on the inside more than any other procedure I do.
Well, I have loved hearing from both Ruby and Beth today, your stories, very similar to my own. Those of us who suffer from this type of back pain anyway, we tend to make decisions about what we're going to do or not do. Or if I'm at the amusement park with my kids, well, I can't go on that roller coaster because I won't be able to walk afterwards because, you know, my back already hurts. So I definitely can't get on that ride. So the quality of life, the reactivate system, you know, reactivates, if you will, pun intended. So great to have you all on. Thank you so much. And you all stay well.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
And don't let chronic back pain control your life. Break the chains of back pain with Dr. Singh. Make an appointment today at mdbonedocs.com. Find out more about us online at mdbonedocs.com. And please remember to share and subscribe to this podcast. And that's all for today. I'm Scott Webb, and that was A Bone That's Fixed.